Perkei Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, right? All right. Kishi Yishtacher Ha'evet Tzorach Tefila Cheres B'Fnei Shlosha B'Yom. Shaboti Gomer Geruso V'Yeh Ki Yisrael. All right? And Ein Tzorach L'Kabal Lov Mitzvah Slov Diyak Redash Shekvar Adiru Shetovol Shem Abbas. Okay. So he says, that's like the Gemara in Yevamos. But he says, he quotes Tesis Kasha from Tesis Kasha over there that based on the Gemara in Yitzvila, so it says, Kosev l'shifchoso shtar erson, v'omo lo tzibo v'skachibo, rabmeya sovi yesh b'loshna z'loshin shechur, m'shechur erson m'kadeshes, rabbon asavi yesh b'loshna z'loshin shechur. Okay, so it's, the machlokes is whether you need a sfiras dvarim of shichur. Question is whether a sfiras dvarim of shichur of erison includes a sfiras dvarim of shichur implicitly and is considered a sfiras dvarim or not. So it's machlokes. So if you say it's a sfiras dvarim of shichur, so then kedushin is tofes. And if it's not a sphere of shichur, so then there's no kedushin. If it's kedushin, there's no shichur. Okay. So Taisa says Sakashi says, how could you say this feast is kedushin? There's no tefila. Lacks in tefila. So besides shichur, you need the institution of tefila. And without the institution of tefila, there's no yotzei l'chairus. So if there's no Yosel Cheres, so there's no Tzvisa Kedushin. So even if I say that what? That implicit in Erison and Zibo is Kachibo is Lashon Shichur, even if I say implicit and it is a Sfiras Dvarim of Shichur, still won't help me because it lacks Tzvila. Okay, that's Tzvisa Kasha. Yeah, what are those noises now? Okay. The Tirtzu, the awesome Myra Bishatovla Mikodem, Lashem Tfila Shichur, Shachakach. Okay, so Taisu gives a funny answer. I mean, the Lashon of the Chaim is a little different than the Lashon of Taisu. Taisu says that the Tfila is Lashem Shichur. Tfila is Lashem Shichur, Shachakach. So, I mean, what's the concept of tefillah l'shem shichur shachakach? The question is, how could the tefillah be effective if it's kodem shichur, and the shem evet is still there? I mean, Reb Chaim doesn't really give any open resolution to that problem. Okay, we'll come back to it. Okay, v'ayim b'nimuki Yosef b'yavamas sham shekosov the kol ikur hach tefillah imid rabbanan. So the nimuki Yosef answers very simply that the tefillah is only imid rabbanan. So if the tefillah is only imid rabbanan, so you have no problem. B'lachachi, b'lavachi, nicha had the tafsir of kedushin because kiven midvar Torah and the sricha tefillah klal. So according to the nimuki Yosef, the answer is very simple because the question is what happened to the tefillah. And without the tefillah, she's still a shifcha, and there's no tefisas kedushin. So the answer is simply that tefillah is only mirabanan. So if tefillah is only mirabanan, so the tefisas kedushin will be chal, because as long as you say there's a spherist varm of shichur in Lashon Erison, so you have the shichur. And you don't need a tefillah, and you'll have tefisas kedushin. You need tefillah mirabbanan, but tefillah mirabbanan is not going to be ma'akid the chalos kedushin mitaraisa. Okay. So el v'tzorachim l'dasa Rambam, da tefillah midivrei Torah. So now he has two pshatim. He has Tesis pshat, which is that the tefillah is l'shem shichur, even though the tefillah is kodem ha-shichur, but somehow or other. The tefillah works l'shem shichur. And then you have the Nimuk Yosef shot that it's all mid-rabbanan. So now Reb Chaim is, those are the two answers to the question of, once you have tefillah, how could you possibly say that, how can you say according to Rav Meir? Yesh b'loshen hazeh yesh b'loshen shichur, and the spirit of the shichur and the beat thesis kedushin, if you don't have tefillah. Either you say like Taisus, the tefillah was before, or else you say like in the Muk Yosef, that's only Rabbanan. Elo the tzorachin al das ramam, the tefillah midvar Torah. Mikolshkin, Kumoshikosef, the Gmar Geras. So according to the Ram, you can't say anything other than it's Midaraisa. Vein loma dagma geras humidivrayim, Bere Kosov balocha kodemes, that filo rishono, shoiso shem avdus, hirak miktsas geras. So vim kench mami no dagma geras hu midivray Torah. Okay. Even the Meschilo Eirach Mikzas Geras. Yes, and maybe you'll say when the Ram says Gemara Geras, it means Midrabban. Not Gemara Geras Midaraisa. So therefore, maybe you'll say that the Tefillah is the Rabbanan, like the Yosef. So he says, no, you can't say the Rambam before, and the last words of the Rambam before, and Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Rambam says openly that the gerus of the avavdus is only mixas gerus, so it means it's only mixas gerus. That's midaraisa. So you have to mashlim the mixas. So you must be mashlim the mixas midaraisa. So when the Rambam writes in the end that's gemara gerus, he means midaraisa. So again, you're caught if the Rambam holds midaraisa, can't learn like the Nemuk Yosef. Okay, and also he says that the tefillah, you can't learn like Taisus that the tefillah preceded the shichur, because he seems to say, the Rambam's Lashon seems to say that there's the tefillah he kishe yishtachar avet. So it's mashmo that tefillah tzricha liyos dafka la'achar shichur, v'lo kodem ha'shichur. Okay, so you can't learn like Taisus that the tefillah could be before shichur in order to answer the question of how this tefillah's kedushin. The gam denira the kivan de ladasa ramba matzila hi midvar Torah. The chashuva maisa geiros im came the mele lo shayich ta tefillah yuktam la shichur. The meyachad b'shas tefillah rei od lo chol a geiros. Even Nava was called him Shichur, Mamelad Lo Shah Shatahani Awa Achar Shichur, Dain Geris El Bashaita, Uba Korchach that Tfil Tzicholios Dafka Achar Shichur. Okay. Yeah, okay, so over here, Rav Chaim is distinguishing between Shitas HaTaisus and between Shitas Rambam. Because first he says the plain Lashon and the Rambam is it must be after Shichur, but he doesn't want to rely on that because that could be the Ram just speaking in general. He wants to show a svara why it must be that way. So he says that according to the Rambam, the tefillah is tefillah shel geiros. So if it's tefillah shel geiros, it's not shaykh to say. It's a completely different institution. And geiros, the tefillah, in tefillah shel geiros, you're embracing the geiros. So you can't say that the tefillah will be while he's an eved, and it's going to be chal after the shichur. That doesn't make any sense conceptually. Okay? But why? What about Taisus? Taisus does hold the tefillahs before the shichur, l'shem shichur. So the answer is, because Taisus, he doesn't really explain Taisus, but Taisus, at least the tefillah, is a tefillah shel shichur. See, it seems to be, at this point, hold on 1 second. It seems to be at this point Reb Chaim is distinguishing between the tefillah of the according to the Baalei Taisus and the tefillah according to the Rambam, that the tefillah is after shichur, generally after shichur. But the question is, what does the tefillah accomplish? Is the tefillah accomplish shichur, or the tefillah accomplishes geiros? In other words, essentially, two things happen. at this point, the way your Reb Chaim is learning, the way we understand how it works, is once the Eved is Meshuchar, so then he becomes Yisrael Gomor. So with Shichror, you enter into Yisrael, and into becoming Yisrael Gomor. Now, and it requires a Maisa Tefillah. The question is, what is the Maisa Tefillah on? Is the Maisa Tefillah the Hafkoah of the Avdus? Like Tefillah Shel Tahara, that's a Metahar, removes Tama, so it removes the Avdus. Or is it a Tefillah Shel Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, which is a Tefillah Shel Gerus? So he's learning like this. According to Taisvis, he's learning it's a Tefillah Shichur. So therefore, he says, you could work it out that the Tefillah could be even Kodem the Shichur. Because since the Tefillah is main Yonah the Shichur, so you could say he did it Al Das Shichur. But if the Tefillah is a Tefillah Shel Gerus, Shel Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, then it's impossible to say that the tefillah should be done while he's an eved, and he has a chalos din eved, and there's no gerus, and it's a tefillah show kabbalas and mitzvahs and embracing the gerus when he can't embrace the gerus at that time. That doesn't make any sense conceptually. So therefore, according to the Rambam, not only is it lashon mashma that the tefillah has to be after the shichur, but in svara, since it's a tefillah show gerus, it would seem it has to be after the shichur. Hashem came according to Taisus, tefillah is essentially a tefillah on the shichur, and the gerus happens in Mela. So there, you could already say he doesn't tell you how, but apparently it doesn't bother him. He could work it out somehow that since the tefillah is a tefillah shel shichur, so even though it's done before the shichur, but it's done al das lachar shichur, because it's mayin yon, it's the same minyan. But over here, if you're going to say it's tefillah shel gerus, it's virtually impossible. I mean, that's basically what he's interested in pointing out. That according to the Rambam, it's impossible. So therefore, he comes back to the point: the kosh ali bay mehach tzibo v'skachibo deich tafsibo kedushin v'akati lav bas kedushin. He calls manshlo tova v'tzorchian. Okay? All right, let's hold it here for a minute. All right, Vanira Lomab Zazaralam. Tfirule Dinei Dietzios Omehavdus Lukdushis Israel Tricho O Tfilo Vigerus Nikomakom Yishbezadinam Chalukim. The Vemes Ikidin Avdus Surachlios Paka Beshechra Lavad Gamli Inyini Surin Ushas Gufo Beshechra Lavad Sorach Lios Nisha B'Kedushas Yisrael Al Yidei Agerush Ematchila Shoyso B'Shas Filoso V'Gerush L'Shem Avdus El Zamrinan the Kivan D'Agerush Oy L'Shem Avdus Em Kein Bal Kocho Sorach Ato Gerush L'Hosofa She'Yesh L'Yisrael Levit L'Zeh Lo Ahanya Agerush Emikodem. Just give me a second. Okay. So in other words, according to Taisvis, you could say that the Gerus is complete and the Avdus is simply Ma'akev in the Gerus. And once you remove the Avdus, then the Gerus is automatic. I mean, you can't construe it that way. That the Shichra takes place, and once you have the Shichra and the Tefillah, which removes the Avdus, then the Gerus takes place automatically. Because the Avdus is a Ma'akev, and the Kabbalah for Mitzvahs is really for everything. It's a Kabbalah Gemurah. But the Rambam says it's a Mitzvahs Kabbalah. And then in the Rambam, the Tzila is not for Avdus, but it's for Kabbalah for Mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam, you're going to have to, if you want to construe the Rambam properly, you'll have to say it really... The Shichrur itself is enough to be Mafkia the Avdus, because the Tefillah is for Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. So therefore, according to the Rambam, but if you're going to say that the Afkos Avdus is through... is through shichur alone, so then what do you need the tefillah for? So that's what he's explaining, because the shichur alone is not, it's not like that the Kabbalah and mitzvahs is complete and the avdus is ma'akev. But the Kabbalah and mitzvahs l'shem avdus is lacking in Kabbalah and mitzvahs. And that's why it's only mitzvahs, it's only mitzvahs geras. Is that the lesson around mitzvahs geras, right?
Yeah.
Mitzvahs geras. That's why it's only mitzvahs geras. And now that you're doing the geras l'shem Yisrael gamor, so now you need another tefillah. You need another tefillah. Okay? So it comes out according to the Rambam's picture, according to the way you have to construe the Rambam, because the Gera, the Tzvila is really not Fafkoras Avdus. So what is Mafkiya the Avdus? In order to have Yisrael, you have to have Fafkoras Avdus. So what's Mafkiya the Avdus? So you must say the Shichur is Mafkiya the Avdus without Tzvila. And what do you need Tzvila for? Because it's true the Shichur is Mafkiya the Avdus, but with Fafkoras Avdus alone, you don't become a Yisrael Gomor. Because since the Gerus was the shame of this, so it lacks in the quality of the Gerus. So therefore, you need another tefillah for the full Gerus of a Yisrael Gomor. Okay? So that's how you have to construe the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, it's like this. There's a Mixas Gerus, and there's an institution of Avdus. We're built into that Mixas Gerus. And then the Shichur is Mafkia, the Avdus completely, because there's no tefillah for the Shichur. The tefillah is there because of the full Kabbalah and mitzvahs. So that's the way you have to construe it according to the Rambam. Okay? Now, therefore, it's going to come out like this. So what happens when you have Shichur alone before tefillah? According to the Rambam. So the Shichur, you're going to have to say, remove the complete Avdus, but yet he's lacking as a Yisrael Gomor, so he needs Tefillah for Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. So anything that will be lacking in him in terms of the Kabbalah and Mitzvahs for a full Yisrael, that he won't have. But anything, any quality that he has, Machmas Avdus, that will be removed, because the Shichur alone removes the quality of the Avdus. So if you have an institution which is not contingent upon further Kabbalah and mitzvahs, but which is contingent upon the Avdus, and then the Shichur will remove that, and therefore that institution will be like a Yisrael. And that's why he says that the institution of Tfisas Kedushin is not totally in the further level of a Yisrael. But the institution of Tzitzis Kedushin is totally only in the fact that Eved Ein Lo Chayus, the status of Avdus. So therefore, since the Shichur is Mafkiya the Avdus completely, so it's Mafkiya the Psul of the lack of Tzitzis Kedushin. So Kedushin can be Chal. And you don't need, the only thing he's lacking is he's lacking in Kabbalah and Mitzvahs Ki Yisrael Gomor, but that has nothing to do with Tzitzis Kedushin. Okay? That's basically what he's saying. So therefore, it will come out that he can answer the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam's own formula, the Shichur has got to be enough to be Mafkiya the Avdus, because the Tefillah is completely for Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. And the reason you need it is because of the Mitzvah Shenitos V'bo, the Osafas Kedusha through the Mitzvah Shenitos V'bo. So anything that's, so after Shichur, anything that's in the Mitzvah Shenitos V'bo, he doesn't have. But anything that was in the Avdus, that was tied to the Avdus, a psul because of the Avdus, that's going to be removed, because the Shichur completely removes that. So then he's left with a level of Kedushas Yisrael, which is a lower and inferior level of Kedushas Yisrael, but without the institution of the Avdus. So he's in a twilight zone. He's in a twilight zone. He's not an Eved. He's not an Eved. And yet the Kedushas Yisrael is not Nishlam. So if there's a psul in an Eved, if there's something in an Eved which is a psul, then that psul will be removed. Okay? All right, now just give me a second. Hold on a second. Okay, so therefore he explains the, according to the way the Rambam interprets, how you have to construe the tefillah and the avdus and the shichur. Okay, so now he says like this. Then Cain calls Ehu ba dinim shechosu ba geris the meikara. So any dinim that is lacking in the original geris is going to be lacking. Ma she'ina kein ba'anach dinim de lisnayu gam benachrim. So he says, but certain dinim that the avdus brought in, that even as a nachri he didn't have, barak mishum avdus avdus itos v'be'anach dinim. And those dinim only came about because of the institution of avdus itself. So there, the shichur will be completely effective in removing it. Even in the status as an eved. So now, in other words, like this. Reason why, yeah. So any din, any halacha which he had before when he was a nachri, and the avdus came and took it away, so that certainly of course avdus will remove that, because it's not totally in the geris at all. You follow? Because it's not totally in the geris at all. You don't have to say that the reason why there's tefisas kedushin. In other words, there's three things going on here. There's avdus, there's miksas kedushas Yisrael, and then there's full kedushas Yisrael. Okay. The shich, when he enters into the avdus, he enters into two things: an institution of avdus. An institution of Miksas Kedushas Yisrael. When you mafkia the avdus, so it doesn't, it's not automatically mashlim the Kedushas Yisrael, it just removes the avdus. Just removes the institution of avdus. So anything that came along with the institution of avdus is definitely going to be mufka. Okay. Well, if he's a reinicha, the other meshuchar called him tefila, havi bar kedushin, the arei hod eved v'shichlenim the kedushin samaches to mukra dama dama lachamor, bach dama dama lachamor who did nesuyim umitosav ba'avod, madalef gam benachri, abazen echwa gam hod eved in lachayis, benachri yesh lachayis, kumavur the kedushin of yizayin, benachri yerush of advar Torah. What you removal of the avdus does not add to Kedushas Yisrael. So removal of the avdus, insofar as adding to Kedushas Yisrael, cannot create a cannot create a tefisas kedushin. Okay, but removal of the avdus. In other words, but removal of the avdus insofar as the avdus has something that he didn't have when he was a guy, that certainly he can remove. So therefore, the removal of the avdus with regard to an institution that as a guy he didn't have, that the shichur definitely is effective. It is effective insofar as that's concerned. So therefore, once you have the shichur, which is the removal of the avdus, and in the avdus is something which made him even inferior to a guy, so that is going to be returned. So it's true that the shichur does not give him any more Kedushas Yisrael. to the shichur, doesn't give many more kedushas itself for tefisas kedushin, but it certainly will remove a psul that came with the avdus. Okay?
Yeah.
In other words, he's being very precise about it. The according to the Rambam, the afkos avdus does not create any kedushas Yisrael. So anything that's totally in that, you can't. It is not going to attain for shichur. So tefisas kedushin, if it were in that group of things, then it would not be effective. But since afkos avdus does not add the kedushas Yisrael, because the kedushas Yisrael is there because of the mixas gerus, and then you have the avdus. So of course avdus only does one thing. It does two things. Of course avdus is, the shichur removes the institution of avdus, and now he's capable of being mashlim the gerus through tefillah, but it also removes the entire institution of avdus. So anything that was in the avdus as a psul, and which made him inferior to a goy before he came into Klal Yisrael, the shichur is going to remove. So therefore, even though the shichur is not going to be most of any kedusha, it'll still enable him to do something which the avdus brought into the picture, which didn't exist before. Okay. You follow?
Yeah.
In other words, the shichur that removes when the shichur removes the avdus, it's not mosif kedusha. So you can't say that's why tefisas kedushin takes place, because it's mosif kedusha, because it's not mosif any kedusha. He has the same kedusha of mixas Yisrael, and the only osafas kedusha will take place through the tefillah, l'shem geres gamar. So the only thing, of course, avdus does two things. It makes him capable of being mashlim the kedusha through tefillah l'shem geres gamar. That's number one. And also it's mafkir the institution of avdus. So now we have to ask, why was there no tefisas kedushin when he was a mixas Yisrael? And the answer is, not because he lacks in kedushas Yisrael gamar, but because avdus brought into the picture a certain institution of ein lochayis. And therefore, he was worse than a guy, actually. So once you remove the avdus, you're removing something which rendered him inferior to his status before. That definitely is effective. And therefore, since ein lochayis is a psul in avdus, and the avdus is removed, so you don't need a hosafas kedushas Yisrael in order to make the geirus chal. All you need is the removal of that institution of the avdus. And the fact that kedushin is not tofes is all because of the institution of the avdus. So therefore, the removal of that institution of avdus, which made him inferior to the way he was before as a guy, that removal of that institution will naturally render him roy for kedushin, because he has kedushas mixas Yisrael. And kedushas mixas Yisrael is enough. Okay, and I think he goes on to prove that, right? Then Lomar, now he goes. So therefore, like this, you have Kedushas Mixas Yisrael. The reason why he's not a Barachi of Kedushin is not because he lacks in Kedusha, but because the institution of Avdus has something which is inferior to the status that was before. And that inferiority is removed. So he says, so that's why you'll have Tvisas Kedushin. Then Lomar, Dakati Loyeya Mashukha Bar Kedushin Mishum Chesra and Gerus. Because maybe you'll say that the reason why he shouldn't be tefisas kedushin, because he's lacking in the full geirus because of the tefillah, kiven the nachri gam kein ain't a bar kedushin, because the nachri is also not a bar kedushin, the lazeh ahani hod yafinu le'eved belola me'isha l'kshei ishtachar, ein bazem b'shem cheson geirus, okay, chazin and gam b'eved gufei hod lo tafs be kedushin rak m'shem tam edu amadam alachamar, avo cheson geirus ain't kan, vein de meshuchra din cheson geirus, Okay, so basically what he's saying is is that the fact that there's no Tzvi's Kedushin has nothing to do with his Mitzvah's Geiros. The Mitzvah's Geiros is fine, and there should be Tzvi's Kedushin. The only thing is there's a Ma'akev because the Avdus was mafkia him from Kedushin, because the Avdus took away something which he had as a goy, which was Chayos. And now he has no Yichus. So once he mafkia the Avdus, so his Yichus comes back. Once his Yichus comes back, so his Kedusha Yisrael, which is Kedusha the Mixus, will render Tzvi's Kedushin possible. Okay? That's basically what he's saying. All right, stop the tape a second. See, why does Reb Chaim have to say that the reason why that there's no Tzvi's Kedushin in the Avdus is because Evrein L'Chayas? And it was something that he as a guy, he had. The reason is because, you see, in the first stage of the Geirus, which is L'Shem Avdus, so there's two things. The fact that there's Avdus there, but also that it's Mixas Geirus. Now, if you would say that the reason why there's no Tzvi's Kedushin is because of the Mixas Geirus, then the Shichur couldn't help you any. Because in the Shichur, you're not being Moseth anything in the Mixas Geirus. You follow what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So therefore, he has to show you that the reason why there's no Tzvi's Kedushin is not because of the Mixas Mitzvahs, because the Shichur wouldn't help you, but it's because of the fact that in Avdus is a certain psul that didn't exist before. It's a Megareya, it'll remove a Megareya. So you can remove a Megareya, the Shichur, but it cannot be Mosef Kedusha. That's his point. I mean, it's a very precise formulation. I think that's what we had last week. Right, so should I put it on? Let me put it on. In other words, what Reb Chaim is saying is like this. You have three things. You have the Hosofas Kedusha, which once he removes the Avdus, now he's in a stage where he could be Mosef Kedusha. And anything which comes from that Hosofas Kedusha, he's not going to have at the time of Shichur, because he didn't do Tfilah yet. On the other hand, anything that has to do with Mixas Kedusha, he will have before that point. But he'll have it as an Eved too, because in the Avdus he has Mixas Kedusha. Now, how could there be something that he can't do when he's an Eved, and the Shichur allows him to do it? Because both in Avdus and after the Shichur, he still has the same Mixas Kedusha. So the answer is, it must be something that's a Megareya. That's a Megareya. In other words, that the Avdus took away from him as a one that he had before, and the Avdus took away from him. So once you remove that, so by removing that Megareya, then he's capable of having that thing. And that is the Tzvi's Kedushin. Because otherwise it would be if it's totally in Mixas Kedusha, so how could it be that when he's in Eved he can't do it? He has the Mixas Kedusha, and being Mafkir the Avdus is not going to help you insofar as Kedusha is concerned. It's just Mafkir the Avdus. So there must be something, there must be a thing which he didn't, which the Avdus took away from him, made him lower than a guy. So therefore, the Mixas Kedusha really doesn't help many over there, because it's a Megareya. So you have to remove the Megareya. If there weren't a Megareya in the Avdus, then everything that he could do as an Eved, he would have to be able to do. Everything he'd do after Cheres, after Shichur, he'd have to be able to do as an Eved. If there was nothing more in Avdus than Mixas Mitzvos. So there must be a negative in the avdus, that the shichur helps him, because otherwise the shichur can't be mosif anything in Kedusha. He has the same status of Kedusha, whether when he's in Eved and after shichur. So it must be something which is a defect in the avdus that it can remove. And that's the and that's what he's saying, and that is the psul of Chayas. Okay? That's the logic, that's the logical formula of the Rav Chaim. It's gotta be relegated to that, because it's either relegated to Hosafas Kedusha, which it's not, because Lola Meisha is enough, or else it's relegated to Miktas Kedusha. But if it's relegated to Miktas Kedusha, why can't he do it when he's in Eved and he has the same Miktas Kedusha? The answer is there's something in Avdus which is a psul, which even as a Nachri, he had and he lost. So therefore the Miktas Kedusha won't help many, because there's a special defect there. So the avdus, the shichur, removes the defect. It doesn't. It's not mosif any kedusha. It merely removes the defect. Once it removes the defect, the amount of kedusha that he has is enough for the tefisas kedusha. That's what he's saying. That it's something that he didn't have as a guy. Because if he had it as a guy, then the osofas. Then you'd have to say the reason why. Then you'd have to say the reason why there's no Tfisas Kedusha is because there's not enough Hosafas Kedusha. If there's not enough Hosafas Kedusha, the Shichur won't help you. Because the Shichur, according to the Rambam, is not Mosif Kedusha at all. So it must be that even though there's Hosafas Kedusha, and Hosafas Kedusha is fine for Kedusha, but there's a Ma'akev there. Machmas the Avdus. With Avdus entered a Ma'akev that he didn't have before. And that's what the Shichur removes. Because if there were no Ma'akev, so then the Kedushas Yisrael would do the job. The nearer the chaim of Urbalash and Ramam Sham Shakasa that Tfilah Shem Avdus having Miktas Geras. The Kasha, the Bemis Avi Zagerish Lema, the Evid Avi Yisrael. Why the Tzorach Tfilah Kishen Ishtachar, who's a Raklav Kos Avduso? Mishum Devid Avamina Vesne Atma Mesuyim Bedinov, Days of Mesuyim Bedinov. So that's why you have to remove, that the status of the Avdus. That's what the tefillah is for. That's what he's learned. Taste learns. Veza mitzvah geris betfilas avdus shelo. What kind of mitzvah geris? Elavalek moshe kasavn dasaram mid lafkos avduso sagi b'shichur levad. Gam nuchal nageli yisurin ukedushas gufo. Even with regard to his status, the shichur removes everything. The time of the tzar geris kishnacher who mishum dolo sofas dinov lo ahanyele a geris to make our avshu yisrael mishum machi hu dekar ramam mitzvah geris. Ulfizare Mavor Hate the Chol Hanach Dinim Di Tosve Mishum Din Avdus Sagi Beshichur Levad. That any dinim that were added because of the status of Avdus, Shichur alone removes it. And Kane Kolshin Ishtachar Shuv Pakamine Hach Dina Da Amadam Alachamar, the Shapi Avabar Kedushin Afbalot Tfila, the Avagav Shasarach Tfila Midivre Torah, Moshe Gazavna. Okay? Right, any questions? Moresisly, there's a sphere dvarim of shichur in the shtar, so you know, so she's mekadeshes, and you don't need tefillah. Works out perfectly. All right. V'nira shekenu much mashik savna dini avduso shichur pakamine. Dim name, and that's going to bring right to the round. Dim name of the gam lachar shichur akati din ever love this neatzmo and yinisur kedushas gufo until the tefilo calls manshlo tov v'zgayer and kain kol eved meshuchur kod. In other words, his status in yuchsin is not removed until he has the tefilo. If you're going to say like that, So an Eved Meshuchar before Tefillah, okay, is Mutar B'Shifcha. Because the Het HaShifcha has to do with Kedushas Gufa. Because that has to do with the status in Yuchsin. It's Kedushas Gufa, Yuchsin. Yuchsin. Ain lama the binyan did b'ainin le'inyan het shifcha shehe eved mamish. Can't say that he has to be an eved mamish. In other words, that the matir of shifcha is a separate matir in the dinim mominus of avdus, because of the fact that it's his eved and his shifcha. That rebbe kedushin asamach tasm for the mamzer muta b'shifcha. Why if I'm a taste of babasta for gimel shapirshu atam baza the all the mamzer bo mehanach lo tafsi b'kedushin havigam kim b'chol kodesh. So you see the status in Yuchsin. The status in Yuchsin is Matir. The Midev is Shifcha. Balkein Mutabam. So it's the status vis-a-vis Yuchsin, which is Matir. So if it's the status vis-a-vis Yuchsin, which is Matir, according to Taisus, that you need the Tefillah to remove that status, the Kedushas Aguf, so it'll come out that after Shifcha and before Tefillah, he should be Mutab Shifcha. But he's also B'Shifcha. Avalah Miyachazin Adlo Talyuzos. The Yoso Eved, but from this halach of Mamzi, see, it's not totally in the fact that he has to be an Eved Mamish. Varak b'mad de gufo din kodesh alei, ukmo mamzer. It's a din in kedushas aguf b'negeir to yuchsin. Then kain kolshkain da'aftalo havi yod Eved Mamish, avo me'achadu ki Eved b'kedushas gufo lin, yisurim kainu havi kodesh atzorach liyus mutu b'shifcha kmo mamzer. Amakama duchtim mashma da'osu b'shifcha miyakashen ishtach raf kodem tvila. V'chein mochiach lehedya mehod v'sov rab meir begitten dafir alaf to shichur chashav chova to mishachar and eved. Why? Because you're asher min a shifcha. So that's why I can't say zachum mamish lo b'fon. Of course, shichur is really it's not a schus for him. It's not considered a schus because it'll asher min a shifcha. The im name of the kodem tefillah muta b'shifcha am kain and kan chova klal elavade daf mikodem af kodem tefillah miyakshen shtacher also b'shifcha. So if you're going to say it's muta b'shifcha, so it's not a chov, it's a chus. So you must say that before tefillah he's still also b'shifcha. Because it's actually as dinner because the ukarish mutar b'shifcha. Bein da'akati kivin da'akati dinevitalov lein kedushas gufa kodem tefila. Achem lefi mashe kasavna arei nicha. Tarei hach din in the kodesh ha'avi gam kein din mitosof ba'avodim sheba mikoach avduso. Toho hach dino te kodesh vohach lo tafsi be kedushin chad milsa havin et luim zeba zeh. Uge razin the mamzeh chashav gam kein kodesh mishim deba mehach lo tafsi be kedushin. Even though they are shichur and nasa bar kedushin, pakamine gam hod the choshev kodesh, pakein nesa b'shifcha. So he says, well, according to the Rambam, is very good. Why? Because according to the Rambam, we're saying that what? That this tfisas kedushin after the shichur. So that means that the shichur removes all the dinim, even the dinim of kedushas gufo. So that's why he'll be asur b'shifcha. So you have a raya for the Rambam that Shichur removed all the dinim of Kedushas Gufo, the Shichur itself. And it's not two separate stages in an Eved. That one you remove the dinim mominus, and then the second one you remove the din of Kedushas Gufo when I get to Yuchsin. That's not the way it works. But it's totally Zebazah. That if he has a dinim mominus of avdus, there's no shichur, so then he also has the status of being nageta yuchsin, and if there is, and the shichur is really removes the whole status with regard to yuchsin as well. What does it mean, actually? It means that the shtar shichur is a shtar iser. See, it's a shtar issa, like a get. So it's not just a shtar in dina momentus, but it's a shtar with regard to isurin as well. So therefore, the shtar shichur will remove his status and his chal Hashem and his kedushas aguf as an eved. That's the way the Rambam learns. Yeah. Okay. The Rav Chaim wants to say over here in this last few lines is that it's not just coincidental that the fact that he, why is he usher, he said, proof according to the Rambam is very good, why is he usher b'shifcha after the shichur? Why is he usher b'shifcha after the shichur? So the answer is because the shichur is a shtar isser and it removes his old status in isser, his kedushas gufo. And once it removes kedushas gufo, so now he's usher b'shifcha. But Rav Chaim goes a step further. And he says, because he's Baruch of Tfisas Kedushin. Because what he wants to say is it's not just coincidental that once he loses his status of Kedushas Gufo as an Eved, that there's Tfisas Kedushin, but it works both ways. In other words, a person that's a Baruch of Kedushin is Asa B'Shefcha, because he's on a higher status, and he requires Kedushin, and therefore be with the Shefcha is not possible. And a person that has be with the Shefcha, that's Mutta B'Shifcha, if he's Mutta B'Shifcha, because of his status of Kedushas Gufo, so then, ipso facto, he's not a Baruch of Kedushin. The Kedushin is really relegated to a person of a status that has Yichus, that has Chayas. And if you have that status of Chayas, then you're Usher in a type of Bia that is a Bia, like a Bia's Nus. And if you're mutter in the biyaznus, then it means you're not on the status to have be a barachi of kedushin. That is totally zebaza. That's what I think he's trying to show you. That is not just coincidental. But in svar, it's totally zebaza. He kind of says that, right? Because the hachadina de kodesh v'hachdelo tafse be kedushin chad milsevein v'klin zebaza. Okay? That if you're Baruch of Kedushin, you're also in that type of a Bia. And if you're Mutter in that type of a Bia, that means that's ipso facto means that you're not a Baruch of Kedushin. Because that's a special Kedusha Sisro. So it's up as that. Okay, we'll stop here.
Rabbi,
so this? Right. All right. So now Rav Chaim is saying like this, that according to the Rambam, you have to say, going back to the point, that according to the Rambam, you have to say that the Afkos or Avdus, Kedushas Gufo Shal Avdus, takes place solely through the Shichur. But if you're going to say that the Shichur is Maski only the Dinamominus, Oh, it's Kedusha, so it's not Mafkia. And when is the Kedusha Seved Mufka? From the time of Gerus. So it comes out that before the Gerus, he has a bit of an Eved. So he'd require Kabbalas on Mitzvahs. Because he's in a state of an Eved, and that has certain dinim. He's just like any other Gavra that's Megayer, that requires Kabbalas on Mitzvahs. So, therefore, Chaim says you must say that the shichur there's of course kedushas agavra of an eved. Kedushas agavra means the status of the gata yuchsin, like we said yesterday. So, since it's mafkir the kedushas agavra of the eved, so how does that help you? So, it helps you because what he wants to say is like this. You see, this is the way I interpret. He says like this. He says, See, here's what he doesn't explain, which is what I want, which I'm interpreting what he's saying. Baal Kane, Afagav the Tzorach Tfila, Tehu Iker Maisa Ashlamas Agerus, Mikomokom Kabbalah in Tzorach, even the Gufa Machuyev Bechol Dine Yisrael Ki Isha, Asher Bazen Nechlal Gam Ashlamas Geruso. Al Kane Memela, Nasa Yisrael Ba'a Tfila, Gam Belo Kabbalasa Vadaito. Even the Machuyev Omeru Bazen, Mahani Din Yisrael Shabo, Shein Tzorachot Kabbalah Ashlamas Geruso, Moshe Kasavnu, Moshe Kasavnu. I believe what he means here is like this, that if, in other words, like this, that the reason why, what's Machayev him? He says, Reb Chaim talks about here some type of mystical Machayev. What's Machayev him to become Yisrael Gomor? The answer is because it's untenable for him to be in a state where he's Miktsas Yisrael. That state can't remain. Unless there's a din eved. If there's a din eved, so then it's a stable state because the halacha recognizes the state of avdus. But if it's not, if the din eved is mufka, and he's just has kedushas yisrael but miktsas, kedushas yisrael but miktsas inherently can't survive. It can't be such a phenomenon because it has to either be nothing or else it has to be mushlam. The existence of the thing, it can't exist partially. That state of existence is untenable. So that's what Reb Chaim is saying in this paragraph. That if you say that the halacha is he doesn't require any Kabbalah, why doesn't he require any Kabbalah? Okay? Why does he not require any Kabbalah? If he's in a stable state like an Eved, so then he's like anybody else's Bolus Gaia. So he's in a state now, and he requires a Kabbalah because he wants him to Kabbalah on himself more than additional status. But if he's not an Eved, if the Sheikh will remove the Avdus completely, including the state of, which goes with Avdus, the Kedushas Gufo Shel Eved, his identity, so if he removes that, so now he's like Lola Me'isha, so he's just a Yisrael, and he's a Yisrael, but he's still in a Gomor. And such is not tolerable. It means the mitzvahs he's going to do are going to be not Gemurim. So, of course, he doesn't have a stable state. So he must be Mashlam. He's Mukhrach, Mashlam the Gerim. In other words, there is no discrete state between Hascholas Gerus and between Gemar Gerus. It's all one continuum. So he can participate in it. That's true, he can participate in it. But he can never, there is no state like that. He can't remain in such a state. Because such a state is omeid to be mushlam. The only reason you can envision the state is because it's omeid to be mushlam. It can't be envisioned as a separate entity, as a discrete entity. Unless there's an institution, a halachic institution, which stabilizes it, which is the institution of Avdus. So that's why he says that if you're going to say that the Shichra does not remove the status, so then what's going to happen is that he has the status of an Eved, so he's in a stable condition. And now he wants to be Mosif Mitzvos, and he wants to Mekabel more Mitzvos. So he could either be Mekabel or not. See, either be Mekabel or not means he's in a stable condition. So an Eved is a certain halachic status. He's in a stable condition. So therefore he could either stay there or he could move on. So then that requires Kabbalah, because Kabbalah means that you have the opportunity, you have the option to stay where you are or to move on. But once you're Mafkia the Avdus, now he has a din of Yisrael, and Miktsas Yisrael is an unstable condition because you can't participate, since it's one continuum, the Miktsas Yisrael and is one continuum, beginning of the Hashlamas Achefta, Hashlamas Agerus, so it's one continuum. So therefore, you can't stop in the middle. There's no resting place. If he participates in a thing partially, in the existence of a thing partially, that is not a stable state. He must be mashlim. So that's what Reb Chaim says. So you see from here that that the shichrur is mafkia the geiris, I mean the avdus totally. Because if it were mafkia the avdus totally, he'd be in a stable condition and Kabbalah would be required, just like anybody else who wants from the Kabbalah mitzvahs. He either could be or couldn't be. But if you say that the avdus is mufka, so now the Rambam took us into a new territory. He took us into a territory where you have an Eved that lost his avdus. He has Miksas Kedushas Yisrael, and he doesn't have any avdus. So what kind of a state is that? So the answer is it's a state that's omeid to be mushlam, because he's involved in Miksas Kedushas Yisrael, and he can't remain that way. It's an untenable state, so it's omeid to be mushlam. So since it's omeid to be mushlam, Kabbalah is not possible, because Kabbalah means we have an option. But over here, there is no option, because since the very state demands that it be mushlam, so there's no, Kabbalah doesn't make any sense. Kabbalah means that he can stay here, or he could be mekabel more. But since the nature of the state is untenable, because he participates in something partially, existence of a thing partially, and such is not a tenable state, because either you participate in the existence of the thing fully, or else you don't participate at all. But you can't participate in mixus. The mixus demands that it's omeid the nishlam. So that's why he's coerced to be mashlim the geirus. And since he's coerced to be mashlim the geirus, Kabbalah is nonsensical, because Kabbalah means where I have the opportunity, where I have the option, that either I move ahead or I stay. But if he has to move ahead, so then Kabbalah doesn't make any sense. That's what Reb Chaim says. Okay? All right, stop here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, what Reb Chaim means when he says that, Kivin, he says, he's more surf to, Diga Maisa Shlomo, Mikomakom Kabbalah himself, Kivin the Gufa Machui, Behold in Yisrael Kiisha. Asher bazen nichlo gama shlomas geruso. Now what he means is he's chayef ki'isha, and the mitzvah that he does ki'isha, he has to do fully. So in the chiyuv mitzvos lies the chiyuv to complete himself, because if he doesn't complete himself, he's only in partial existence, and that's not tolerable with regard to mitzvah. So the fact that if he weren't in mitzvos, so there would be no halachic case that would make the demand. You'd say, okay, he's in a strange land. He's a mixas geiris, insofar as his status is concerned. But once it's chayav mitzvos ki'isha, so now the seal of a mitzvos demand that they be done b'shlemusa, and therefore he can't stay in that partial existence state. So a state of partial existence is not possible. That's the way he's learning the Rambam. So the Rambam introduced a new idea that there's a new phenomenon, a phenomenon where there's no avdus anymore, and the Kedushas Yisrael is Kedushas Yisrael of an Eved, which is Miksas Geirus, and this Miksas Geirus is untenable, because you can't remain in the state of Miksas. Therefore, you have to be Mashlim. It's Omeid L'Hashlim. So therefore, the Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, Kabbalah on mitzvahs is not possible, because Kabbalah means where he has the option, but he can't remain in that state. So Kabbalah is not possible. But tefillah you need, because you have to be mashlim. You need a maisa to be mashlim the geiris. So tefillah you'll need, but Kabbalah you won't need. That's the way it works it out. See, the Rambam's the only one that brought us into this strange land, because according to Tesis, the afkoas avdus is Ashlam HaSageris, and there's no in-between state. But according to the Rambam, there's a state with this Tisus Kedushin, and of course Avdus, and there's even a state of Tisus Kedushin. But then Reb Chaim, once Reb Chaim answered the question of how this Tisus Kedushin, he realized that the Rambam brought us into a strange territory, where you have a Miktas Kedusha. But he says on the contrary, you have a raya for that state, because you don't need any Kabbalah, because the state itself is not viable. It's not a viable state. If he's an Eved, so then it's viable, because the institution of Avdus renders him a status. But if the once the abdus is removed, so then there's nothing viable to for him to remain in. He doesn't have a viable condition. So therefore, he must be mashlim. Omed lahashlim. Okay? Kiven the mechuyav ha'omed u'baza. Mahani din Yisrael shabo, she'ein tzorach od kabbalah lashlam es geruso. Because the din Yisrael shabo propels him to be mashlim. So he doesn't need any kabbalah because he can't remain in that state. That's what Rav Chaim says. Okay? I mean, it's a really a completely new idea in terms of svara. Okay, I mean, it's a revolutionary idea in terms of Svara. All right, so here we can construe when Rav Chaim says, the Tzarech Tzilda Hu Iker Maisa Hashlamas HaGeris. So we could say that the Geris really is going to be Chalma Mela, because it automatically completes itself, because it can't remain in that limbo state. But in order to be Mashlam the Geris, it must be accompanied by a Maisa Tahara. Eret Kedusha must be accompanied by a Maisa Tahara. So that's why he has to have the Tefillah. So the Geirus itself, as a Geirus, completes itself, but in order for the Kedusha Yisrael to be Chal, it requires a Maisa Tahara on the part of the Gavra. So the Hashlamas HaGeirus must be accompanied by a Maisa Tahara. Okay, so that explains the Tefillah, and that explains the fact that it goes, that's Mamela, actually. Because he says, Yeshchiyah begufish tocholov memela ashlamas gerusa. It means, because it's an automatic process, because the thing itself. But on the other hand, why do you have to have tefillah? Because the ashlamas agerus requires a maisa tahara. Because there is osaf asamitzvos. So it must be accompanied, the ashlamas agerus, which is automatic, must be accompanied by a maisa tahara. Okay? All right. Okay. So in other words, the Hashlamas HaGeris must be accompanied by a Maisa Tahara. If it's not, it's a Ma'akev. But the Hashlamas HaGeris is it's Mashlam itself because of the nature of the untenable state of being in partial existence. Partial existence is not a tenable state. Okay? All right. Ha'omna. The Divrei HaRambam Perek Gimel Shom. That's the preceding halacha, right? Sheveinim mavur zel lashono. Vein tzorach l'kabbal of mitzvos. I'm sorry, the same one. Halacha yud beis, right? Regan halacha yud beis. This is the end of the Rambam. Live out of half of the Rambam. Vein tzorach l'kabbal of mitzvos ulo dio ikri ados shekvar hodiyu kishetovo l'shem avdus. Okay? So this really throws a monkey wrench into his whole thing. Because the Rambam's saying that why don't you have to... So he says, why doesn't he have to mekabel mitzvahs? Because they already were madia in all the mitzvahs when he was tovel Hashem avdus. Right? I read the Talmud lo b'taima d'kfar hodiyu. But apparently he does need kabbalas on mitzvahs. But the only reason he doesn't need kabbalas on mitzvahs is because he had it from before. So this seems to go against everything Rav Chaim is saying here. V'cheinu lehedya barach ubarif. V'mkein harei mashma mized debikad din geruso b'mestorach kabbalas ha-mitzvah. Barach mishim l'reit varo diyu. Okay? So it goes against this whole principle that the partial existence of the thing is untenable and then it completes itself in the mela, and kabbalas ha-mitzvah is not a possibility. They need a bezin shel shlosha to be mekabel. Mashma gam kein, dein hageres bo mimela. Because according to Rav Chaim, the untenable state itself, mela. Demoy shel hageres mimela chayla. Tzrichin gam lemaisa bezin. So what do you have to have the bezin there for? So from these two points in the Rambam, it would seem that Rav Chaim's svara is completely negated. Okay?
Right?
Okay, but he doesn't give up. Ochein nira. The b'emes gam b'ach miktsas. Okay. The b'emes gam b'ach miktsas. Achinir, the Bemis Gambach mix a soy tzorch din kabbalas mitzvos to chol maisa geris na'alma. Even in this mixah, so it would ordinarily require a kabbalas on mitzvos, like every other geris. Cain, I forgot the mo bohan ranus dyer. Da geris chayla bebal korcho, avol mikomakom lo botul minei din kabbalas mitzvos, sheyehek geris dimemela, rak the dino ke kabbalah bal korcho. Einem oelazos rak legabe hamas gael bovad, lo bleinen daito, avol mikomakom din bezden bohinen kechol geris alma, lo shoni ben geris for kabbalas mitzvos shebal korcho, Nishore Gaili Geris Dalmo, the Bein and Dafka Bezin, the Kablo, Bosophus Gerusin, Shatahu of Ageris. Okay? Let's hold it here a second. The thing is like this, that it's true, it's an indivisible continuum. From the Hascholas Ageris until the Hashlomas Ageris is one continuum. That's true. But nevertheless, at the point where he partakes of partial existence, there still is a lack of Kedusha. And that lack of Kedusha can't come Mamela. In other words, in order for the Kedusha to take place, it requires an official Maisa Kabbalah and Bezdin. Because every time you have a Sofas Kedusha, it's not possible to have the Sofas Kedusha without a Maisa Bezdin and without a Kabbalah. Because it can't happen automatically. In other words, so even though you're in a state of partial existence which has to complete itself, but it can't complete itself and give Hosofas Kedusha Mamela, because Hosofas Kedusha can never be Mamela. But the only thing is that insofar as his Kabbalah is concerned, he can't really have a real Kabbalah. Why? Because he has no choice. And Kabbalah means choice. But a Maisa Kabbalah he could have. It's a Kabbalah Bal Korchei. A Maisa Kabbalah he could have, Bifnei Bezdin. So this way, those Sofas on Mitzvos isn't automatic. You see? What he's saying is like this. You're caught in a partial state. And the partial state has to conclude, it has to complete itself, because it can't remain in partial existence. But on the other hand, there is definitely going to be Osofas Kedusha, and Osofas Kedusha can't come Mamela. So you have two opposites. Osofas Kedusha can't come Mamela, and he can't remain where he is and has to be Mashlim. So how does it work? So he can't say he has a Kabbalah, because Kabbalah would imply he has an option. But he's forced, he can't stay in the state, so he's forced into a Maisa Kabbalah in order that the Osofas Kedusha shouldn't be Mamela, and should be done with the Bezdin. In other words, you have to satisfy two things. You can't have Osofas Kedusha Mamela. That doesn't happen. And he can't stay in this state, and he can't make a Kabbalah. So what do you have? So you have a Kabbalah, you have a Maisa Kabbalah Bal Korche. In other words, there is a Kabbalah which is Bal Korche, and it requires Bezdin to be Mekabalim. Okay? He doesn't have to actually be Mekabel, but he requires the official Kabbalah Sabezdin to be Mekabel him, because his Kabbalah is a Kabbalah Bal Korchei, because it can't happen automatically. You see? That's what Reb Chaim is saying. So the only difference, that's why it says the only difference is between, in other words, this is like every other Geiris that you can't have Kedusha just coming out of thin air without a Maisa. The only thing is, the only difference over here is, with regard to him, you don't need his das, because since he's in an untenable state, a state that has to be mashlim itself, so bar korcha, he's only to be completed. So you don't need a maisa kabbalah. But it doesn't mean it doesn't have a din of a kabbalah at all, because kedusha can't come about without kabbalah. So it has a din of kabbalah bar korcha. But the Chalos Din Kabbalah is still there, and you need a Bifnei Shlosha, because you must have, in order to have a Sofas Kedusha, it can't be Mamela, you must have a Maisa. So therefore, what kind of a maisa do you have over here? You have a maisa of Kabbalah bal karcha. That's what he's saying. Do you follow? So it only makes a difference with regard to him, that you don't need his das. But insofar as Maisa Kabbalah is concerned, and in front of Bezin, that you must have, because you can't have Osefes Kedusha without a Maisa. It can't be Chal Manela. But you can't have a real Kabbalah on his part. You can't have a real Kabbalah where he has a choice. But the Din Kabbalah, insofar as it's considered a Maisa, that is necessary in order to bring about the conclusion of the Kedusha, that it has. Okay? Okay, stop it here, right?
Yeah.
The Tefillah is a Maisa which recognizes that he's going into a higher Kedusha, and it's not automatic. It needs a Maisa. But you can't call it a Kabbalah of the will. You can't be Mekabel B'Peh, you don't need his Das, because his das would mean that he has an option. But in order for the Kedusha to be chal, you require a maisa in which he recognizes that he's going into a higher Kedusha. It's a recognition that he's going into a higher Kedusha. So the tefillah is a maisa of recognition that he's going into a higher Kedusha, because Kedusha can't come mamela. So that's what he means by Kabbalah bal karchei. That's why that has to be done bifnei bezin. So it's a different kind of Kabbalah. Not a Kabbalah that he has an option, that he's being a Makabal, because the Geirus is Nishlam Mitzad Atzmusa, because it's untenable, because it's only in partial existence. It's only in partial existence. But insofar as the act of recognition of the Hosafas Kedusha of the Gavra, that you have in the Maisa Tzvila. The Maisa Tzvila, he recognizes that he's going into a higher Kedusha, and that recognition is necessary, because you can't have Kedusha just emerge on a person, mamela. Okay? V'hachi muchrach, de'im neima de'bem esorach kabolos of adaito, v'rak mishim da'arei kvar odiyu mitchilo, kishetavol Hashem avdus. This is an amazing riot. It says, because if you're going to say that you need his Kabbalah, and you would need his Kabbalah. But the only thing is that it was Mitzkabal Mitzila, like the plain shot in the Rambam. Kein Atzorachian. The Kol Zeh Shayach Rakdevich in his Gayer Mitzila L'Shem Avdus. That's only an Eved that was Mitzgayer Mitzila L'Shem Avdus, Adeo Modiyahim, so it was Mitzkabal. Avo Benola Kishiru Eved, Holo Hodiyu, Od Me'olam. They never told him ever. So he was never Mitzkabal. Then Kein Adarei Tzorach L'Yos Dino Tzorach Kabbalah Mitzvos. So you have to mechalik between an eved that's not blood and an eved that was megayer, was megayer. So there's zedochag ma'od. Don't find a chilik. Elavadai muchach k'moshe kosavnu. De'ikir adin havi de'in tzorach daito bozeh. V'havi kabolo de balkorche. Mishum de'yesh al gufo chiyuv she'yochol av ashlamas geruso. Because there's a chiyuv that the ashlamas geruso has to be completed because it's an untenable state. Okay, so then it doesn't matter whether he's nolad, or it doesn't matter whether he was Megayer himself. V'ha d'kos of shekvar hodiyu. So why does Ram say shekvar hodiyu kishetavol l'shem avdus? Why does Ram use that lashon? Haynu d'machadish l'mbazeh, d'mishum hochi bo'inin ba'ach kabbalah she'hoysa ba'eis she'nizgayer l'shem avdus, she'yodiyu gam hanach mitzvos hanogos rak ben chorin. Tfilo Rishona Mo Elas Gamling in Agerus She Achakach Shetochola Balkorcho Kmosha Kasavna. You see what he's saying? What he's saying is like this. What he's saying is that the Rambam is saying like this. You see, this continuum starts with the Miktas, which begins with the Miktas Gerus for the Eved, when he's Mekabel the Avdus. This continuum. Once the continuum starts, you have to get the continuum into play. Now, if you are modia him mitchilaso about the chiyuvim that he has as a ben chorin, so the continuum would never get started. So that's what the Rambam means, shekvar odiyuhu, because this continuum is what makes him find himself when he loses the avdus. in the untenable partial existence state. But what creates that continuum? The continuum is created in the beginning when he first does his first tefillah. So that's why the Rambam says Shekfar Hodiyu, because they already told him about all the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs of a ben chorin. So that created a whole continuum that he's entering into. And because of that, Bal Korche, he's going to have to be mashlim. So that's why it's not necessary to have Kabbalah. Do you see how he's learning the Rambam?
Yeah.
Here's in the Rambam. It's not Shekfar Hodiyu when he was Makabal. But it's Shekfar Hodiyu when they created the continuum. And once they created the continuum, so then he's going to be Bal Korche, he's going to have to mashlim it, and he doesn't need a Kabbalah. No. That's the way he's interpreting the Rambam. Right, you see it?
Yeah.
You who kvar kibala love, the Ram doesn't say that. The Ram just says Shekfar Hodiyu. So what does Shekfar Hodiyu mean? It means they told him in order to create this continuum, so you have to have a certain formula. And the formula has to include mitzvahs that he has later as a ben chorin, full gerus. So full gerus was already pronounced when he first did the first tefillah. So therefore, he was heading already into this partial existence, which will complete itself, Bal Korche. So that's what the Rambam means, why you don't need Kabbalah for mitzvahs. Because they already were Madiyim before, and they created that continuum which he finds himself in, and which is going to be Mashlim Bal Korche, and which doesn't require Kabbalah. That's the way he interprets the Rambam.
And
it doesn't matter if he's no letters in heaven, because he's still in the same continuum. See, that creates the continuum. And once he has a son, the son is in the same continuum.
Mm-hmm.
That creates the continuum which exists as a state.
Right.
So now the son is in the same continuum.
Right. I mean, the nature of the state is inherited from the father.
Nature of the state is inherited from the father. But if they wouldn't have been Modiyah to begin with, you'd never create that state.
Mm-hmm.
So the state of partial existence was created right on the onset, and the Rambam is saying, the Rambam's teaching you that you can't create that state unless you Modiyah him all the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that are noig by Ben Chorin.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, he says the Yisod Dvareinu Eila Nira Mimaskanas Asugya Bivamas. What he's saying is that the Rambam got his whole idea from that din that doesn't need Kabbalah. That's what he's saying. That's where the Rambam got his whole idea from. That's the source of the whole idea, from that sugya. That's where the Rambam got the idea. Okay, because once he got that idea that it doesn't need Kabbalah, that it's a partial state, you must say the Abdus is Mufka, and that he's in this partial state of Kedushas Yisrael, this Mikzas. So that's where the Rambam got the idea from. He's showing you also, possibly at least, you know, where the Rambam came up with this idea of the that the Shichur is Mafkiya, the entire Abdus, Bein Be'isser, Bein Be'inamamanis, and it's a Shtar Isser, and where did he get this idea from? So he's saying that the Yisod is from, of course he can't say what went on in the Rambam's mind, but he says from this Gemara you see that Yisod. He's saying, you know, that the Rambam really could have very well gotten it from here. Okay?
Interesting.
Okay. The Gam de Be'ikr last lines, last line on this page, anyways. The gam and last lines in the bracket. The gam de beikar hachdim de bezin shel geris and mutoli bozeh. The ger tzorach la kabbalah love all mitzvahs. If the reason why I need a bezin is because the kabbalah for mitzvahs and lo kvar nachtigul bezer rishonim. That's machlokes rishonim. So what he's saying is that until now he's learning that the reason why you need the bezin shel shlosh according to the Rambam is because of the kabbalah. He says you don't need kabbalah, so he answers kabbalah bar karcha. Okay. It's like a Maisa Kabbalah. So, but there are Rishonim that maintain that you need Shlosha even not because Kabbalah. So according to them, you just need Shlosha for the Tefillah. So according to them, According to them, you don't have to have this whole lumdus of Kabbalah Bar Korche. You can just say that you need the shlosa there in order to be mashlim the geris. But he's saying that until now he's been going along with the assumption that the reason why you need shlosha is a raya that you need Kabbalah. So that's why I had to come on to the idea of Kabbalah Bar Korche. But that's according to those who shown him. But according to those that maintain you need shlosha just in order to be mashlim the geris to do the tefillah, I mean, to do the tefillah, so then you can say you need shlosha just to be mashlim the geris. And you don't have the problem of the fact that there's no Kabbalah. And you don't have to say it's a Kabbalah Bar Korche. Okay? All right. Well, the Das HaTaisvus, the Sfira Le Dekodim Tefillah Odlo Tafsi Be Kiddushin. And Kena Rechazim, the Sfira Le Dekodim Tefillah Odlo Pakim Nei Shum Din Abdus Klal. Not like the Rambam. Well, if he's a Tzorch Lom Dedu, the Odeh Ein Tzorch Kabbalah, Dini Vesnei Atzma. So, if that's the case, so he's the status of an Eved, and Kedushas Eved, so he should require Kabbalah in order to arrive at the full Kedushas Yisrael. Okay, because it's not Bar Korche. It's according to the Tosfos, it's a tenable state. You go from Avdus, you go straight into Kedushas Yisrael. There is no intermediary stage. So, why is it that an Eved, like every other, like you said before, like every other Kabbalah's Geyer, should require Kabbalah for mitzvahs? So he says, you must say that it's a din b'snei atzma, that tefilas eved shechol alav geres bal korchai. He says, you must say you don't need his das because you did the tefillah before. And then he's an eved gomor. Elevadish ramanei shana tefilas geres shel shichur mishori geres bozed lo bin daito. And for some reason, it's different. Tefillas geres shel shichur is different than shor geres. And you don't need his das. So we wanted to explain why is it different. According to Tosfos, it's a tenable state, the state of Avdus. And from Avdus, he goes straight into Geirus. Not that the Avdus is gone, and then he needs an intermediary step, which is unstable, which completes itself by Korche. Not like the Rambam. But after the Shechror, he's still an Eved. And then from Avdus, he goes into Geirus, into Yisrael Gomor. So we should require a Kabbalah to go up from the Kedushas Yisrael of Avdus to the Kedushas Yisrael Gomor. Why doesn't he? So the answer is, it's an impossibility for him to go anywhere else. In other words, he can't go backwards. He can't remove Kedushas Yisrael. Once the Avdus is removed, so once the Abdus is removed, so he's forced to fall into the Klal of full Kedushas Yisrael. Because there is no other state. There is no other state. So therefore, it's Bal Korche. And we have to correct one thing. We're applying not Mixas Geras. Before, when he was asking on the Rambam, he says, Eizen Mixas Geras. Eizen Mixas Geras, the Tulus Abdus Shiloh. In the two paragraphs before, what he meant was there's no mitzvah geiris because it's a full entity. It's the Yisrael. It's a full entity of Kedushas Yisrael. So according to Tosfos, it's a stable full entity. And the reason why you don't need the Kabbalah is because once that entity is gone, the only other entity that he can move into is the entity of a full Yisrael. So it's Bal Korchach he has to go into that. Okay, so that's why you don't need his das. That's what Reb Chaim explains. And that's why Shiny Tfilas Geres Shel Shichur, Mishori Geres, Bezed Lobin and Daito. So it's different than every other Geres. Because in every other Geres, it's not Bal Korche. He could remain the way he is. But over here is, of course, Avdus. Through the Tfilas Mafkiya the Avdus, there's no other place for him to go. There's no other place for him to go because the Kedushas Eved is gone. Now we can't remove that, so the only other state he has is the state of Yisrael Gomor. So that's why it's Bal Korche. Okay? That's the way I'm interpreting Reb Chaim. Okay. Okay, you want to cut that? V'chein ha'adasur b'shivcho miyakish enishnachor ha'atzorach lam alibay al-pumadis b'gittin daf men, the Tesis, the Maskel also have it in Vorchim Das Rashi, the gam b'maske avdo, the pakmine rishus rabo, also gam kem b'shivcho. So over there is mafkir avdo, and Rashi says, and the Gemara says, also evident lo takana. So he's also be shivcha, and he's also be maschorin. So it's in lo takana. So over there, definitely you see that he's a full shame eved l'chaladeus, because the only thing that took place is a hefker, and still he's also b'shivcha. So you must say that the het shivcha has to do with the functional avdus. That the functional avdus is mat shivcha. Well, korchach the het shivcha being an eved mamish. Okay, so far so good. And Tesis, but he says I've got the Tesis pligi hasamal zeh, and we're trying to explain Tesis. He says, "Hainu mishum the sphere lay bekivin the old lo neshtacher al kain avi od eved mamish, avalafish and neshtacher lo avi eved mamish shapi rasul kuli alma." Now this is very difficult, but differentiating between hefker, where the goof is not coming anymore to the adon because he's mafker the eved, and between shichur, he's saying that he's an eved mamish after hefker. Why is he an eved mamish after hefker? If the Efker, he has no bilus on him. So where's the Eved Mamish? So what we want to say is like this, that there's a difference between Hefker and Shichur. Hefker, the Adon loses his functional rights on the Eved. That's what the Hefker does. But the Shame Eved in the Gavra of the Eved, That shame evet is only affected by the process of shichur, because shichur is mafkia, the shame evet. So that's what the Reb Chaim is saying. That according to Tesis, as long as there's no shichur, there's a shame evet. So he has a shame evet mamish, even though functionally he doesn't function as an evet. So the matir for shichur is the shame evet mamish. But after shichur, where the shame evet mamish is gone, then Tesis will agree that definitely is going to be us the shifra. That's what he's saying. Okay? That's what our client is saying. Okay. Okay, in a Rambam, I was with the Tzor, Kabbalah, Mishum, Time of the Kvashe, Hodi Yehu. Then Kain, Arei Mukrach, the Lohavik, Zeres, Akos, the Tzilu, Zu, Shein, Tzor, Daito, Bazeh. So you see from Rambam clearly, there's no Zeres, Akos, like Tesis holds, that this tefillah is different and doesn't require any das, because he ties it into shekvar hodiyu. And came by kochav mukra libe kemoshe kasavnu, the dini avdus b'shichur pakim in elegamri, that the dini avdus were completely removed. The mishum hachtaima, and because of the fact that it was removed, hud lo boin in daito baza, because of the reason that he's coerced to be mashlim the geirus. Okay, because the Rambam doesn't hold that there's anything special over here. Tesis holds a special halacha because of Bar Korche, that Tfilas Geir is different than Shor Tfilas, and that you don't need Daita. But the Rambam holds you do need Daita, because it says Shekvar Odiyu. So Kvar Odiyu means that you really would need it. So you must say the reason is, according to the Rambam, that why don't you need Kabbalah? Because the Shichur is Pakamene Legamri, and he's in that limbo state, and therefore you must be mashlim, and therefore you don't need daito. You don't need daito not because there's a gzeres hakosav that you don't need daito, but you don't need daito because it's bal korche, because of the state he finds himself in, like he said before, moshe kosavna. Okay, that's it.